Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuz for Binyamin Yitzchak Yosef Leib Ben Fega. He should have a Refuah Shleima. We're basing this year on the Heilige Sefer Avnei Tzion and Siman Lama Tess from Ibn Tzion Khan. The Meiri Yavamis and Ein Beis Amid Aleph writes that Nosar of Pesach, there is no Din Me'ila. If you have left over of the Basar Pesach, there's no Din Me'ila. And this is very difficult to understand. What type of nosar are we talking about? If we're talking about nosar of basar, anyway, there's no me'ila. Because Pesach is kachim kalim, there's no me'ila and basar kachim kalim. And if we're talking about the nosar of emurim, it's mefurish and the gemara increases, and you'd give a lam and base, that you are moel if there's nosar of emurim. This kasha was asked by the Sefer Gur Aryeh Yehuda, Dine Pesach and Simon Yud. And in order to be miyashiv the Meiru, we can say as follows. What's pshat? That no sir of Pesach, there's no me'ila. The Marashan Kedushin, Antosis Dibar Matzchel HaMekadesh writes, the psikal hu b'shum duchtot b'pigal noiser v'tami de paka minayu iser kodesh. The Tosis knows from somewhere, some way, somehow, that pigal, no sir, and tame no longer has Kedusha. The Kedusha was pokea, went off of pigal, no sir, and tame. In the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer and Evan Ezer and Simon Kufnan Beis, he's Tamei on the Marashah, as is the Pnei Oshu and the Yor Chadosh there in Kedushin, and the Fnud Vavamid Beis, from the Mishnah and Krisis that we alluded to, that there is an Asham Mi'ilos on Nosar. So how can you say that there's no more Kedusha to Nosar when you see that there is Mi'ilah on Nosar? And that goes for Shash, already asked this kasha. So we can answer that the MS Noser still has Kedusha, because we paskin that Kedusha Saku Aguf Lo Paka Bichdi, as it says in the Dharm Chav Tes Amid Aleph. Kedusha Saguf doesn't just go away. And it says in Psachim, Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph, that Rebbe holds that if somebody is Mimane, somebody else becomes Manui on his Pesach, the Mos in his hands that he uses to buy his portion of the Karban Pesach to become registered on the Karban Pesach, Manui, are Chulin. How are they Chulin? The Kedusha of the animal should transfer onto the money. The answer is Almanash Kein Hikdisha Yisrael Es Pischeyam. That the Jews were makdish their Pesach, that it shouldn't become completely holy. Mishayir Inish Lios Bokoa Chulin, there should be a little bit of Chulin left in the animal. And Mimela, the money given for the Minui, does not receive Kedusha from the animal, because the animal, a little bit was left over, that's still Chulin. So Mimela, the money used to buy it, is not going to receive the Kedusha from the animal, it's not going to transfer to the money, because we learn from a pasuk that in the Karban Pesach we leave over a koach chulin. Writes the Shilas and Shuvas Merkevis Yosef and Simon Yud, that according to this Pesach, Lekulei Alma, Kedushas Haguf is paka bichti. Kedushas Haguf does go off the Karban Pesach, according to the famous Meritva Nedarim, that with Hekdesh, if you are Mishayer, Kedushas Haguf, it goes away. If you left over from Kedushas HaGuf, you didn't make it 100% holy, then it is pokea, bichdi, it's able to just go away, the kulei alma. This is discussed by the Tziyun and Latorah, by Riyosef Engel, Klal Lamites, and the Maharsham, and Chelek Aleph Simen Yerosvav. So if so, since in the Pesach, a person is Mishayer, Lios Bokoa Chulin, he leaves over that it should be a little bit Chulin dig, by Pesach, the kulei alma, Kedushas HaGuf, paka bichdi, like the Ritva says. Because what's the Yisod of the Ritva? The Yisod of the Ritva is that in Hekdesh, if you leave over a little bit of Kedushas HaGuf, then the Kedushas HaGuf can go away. So in the Karban Pesach, where Taka you do, like we see in the Gemara and Daf Tzadi, that you do leave over from Kedushas HaGuf, so Kedushas HaGuf paka bichti. And if so, the Meiri makes a lot of sense. But what does the Meiri say? That no serf Pesach, there's no Me'ila. Because the reason that we're Moel Benosar is because Kedushas HaGuf, Lo Paka Bichdi. That was what the Kasha was predicated on. that how do you say that there's no Me'ilah in the Noser of Pesach? Where did the Kedushas HaGuf go? The Kedushas HaGuf remains. So Me'ilah, there should be Me'ilah. But since by Pesach a person's Mishayer Koach Chulin, it does remain a little chulindik, and therefore when somebody registers in the Pesach, we see that his money doesn't become receive the Kedusha because a little bit of chulin was left over in the animal, and that's what he's buying. So we see that Kedushas HaGuf, since he's Mishayer Koach Chulin, Kedushas HaGuf according to the Ritva is Paka Bichdi, does go away. So therefore in the Pesach, when it becomes Noser, it loses its Shem Kodesh because its Kedusha was Paka Bichdi. And since the Shem Kodesh goes away, there's no more Me'ilah. Because we saw the Kasha of the Chasim Sofer in the Pnei Yoshua on the Maharsha, that the Maharsha says that Noser Tamei, the Isser Kodesh is Pokeh, goes away. And therefore there should be no Me'ilah. And on this, the Chasim Sofer in the Pnei Yoshua asks, I we see increases that there is Me'ilah and Noser. So the answer is that that's only other Korbanos, but not Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach, the Chedusha does go away, and the Mishnah is not talking about the Korban Pesach. Not that there's Me'ilah and Noser, that's talking about other Korbanos. But the Pesach, that's the Kedusha is Paka Bichdi, it just goes away when it becomes Noser. So there, the Me'iri writes very well that there's no Me'ilah. So we ask the Kasha, what's Pshat in the Me'iri? That there's no Me'ilah in the Noser of Pesach. We have a Mishnah that there is. And the answer is that Mishnah is talking about other Korbanos. But Pesach, where he's Mishayer Koach Chulin, there the Kedusha is Paka Bichdi. And with this, we can be Miyashiv the Tzlachim Psachim Adav Chavches Amar Aleph, who writes that the Azharas Noser is Shayach Gamim Nifsol Mikodem. That even if it became possible earlier, it's still Noser. Ayin Shem B'dibor Maschel V'lachem. And there he brings the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Kuf Nuntes and the Maharsha and Psachim Ayin Gimel, who writes that B'shelo Lishma the Oker HaKorban Pesach L'Shlamim Tikun Dipsul Shlamim Hu V'lo Mechayev HaNoser Didei Kamo HaNoser De Pesach. That if a person has kavana shalol lishma, and therefore this korban pesach turns into a shlamim, there's going to be no noser on this shlamim, just like there's no noser of pesach. And the Chacham Tzvi asks, wait a second, every korban pasul is no noser. The Maharsha says that if you're awkward from a Korban Pesach to a Shlamim, you're not Mechayiv and it's Noser, just like you're not Mechayiv in the Noser of Pesach. Chacham Tzvi says you're never Chayiv in the Noser of a Korban. That's Pasul. And the Tzlach was masking with the Chacham Tzvi that since it's Nifsal, there's no longer a Chiyuv Noser. That is the Tzlach and Daf Ein Gimel. But the Tzlach we mentioned earlier, just 2 moments ago, and Daf Chavches, says that there is no sir if it became possible earlier. So he Soser himself, Soser Mishnaso. The Noda Behuda, who is the Tzlach, in Madura Tinyana was asked, and what he writes in Daf Chavches, that no sir is Shaykh in a carbon puzzle from Krisus, that we see that pigel and noser cannot be found in one behema. That since it was pasul mishum pigel, you're no longer chayav al noser. So how can you say in Daf Chavches that noser is shayach in a carbon pasul? You see, increases that it's not. Once it becomes pigel, it can't be noser. And the Noda Behuda is Miyashiv. And it's a pella that the one who asked didn't realize that there was a steer in the Tzlach himself. from Daf Chav Ches to Daf Ein Gimel. Daf Chav Ches, he says that if it's puzzle earlier, there's still a problem of Noser afterwards. And on Daf Ein Gimel, he says there isn't. And look also in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Zayin and Ches, and the Shut Machzah Avram and Sof Simen Lamed Hey. But based on what we said, we can answer that on Daf Chav Ches, he's talking about Noser of other Kachim. That from there, Psul, the Shem Kodesh doesn't go away, and there's a Chi of Noser since it's still holy because Zush Daguf Lo Paka Pichdi. But in Ayin Gimel, the whole pilpul there is talking about Pesach, and Pesach is Kedusha Saguf is Paka Pichdi. And if so, Pesach, which became Pasul, Paka, Shem Kodesh, the Shem Kodesh goes away, falls away, and there's no Azhar of Noser since the Shem Kodesh went away, and we are Miyashiv the Stira and the Tzlach. It's not a Stira, Daf Chav Ches, that there is Noser. It's talking about other korbanos, stuff. Ein Gimel, that there's no Noser. It's talking about the Pesach, where the Kedusha Saguf Paka Pichdi. And therefore, there's no Noser, because it's not holy anymore. So, he didn't necessarily mean that, but Baruch Hashem, we were able to be Miyashiv him anyway. We see that the Chasim Sofer was Miyashiv the Plesi in Simen Samach Tes, he was Miyashiv the Plesi in Simen Samach Hei, Al Derech HaPilpul, in order that he shouldn't be Tamea. And he says, V'divrei Chachamim Kayamim. He wants that it's good to be Miyashiv Divrei Chachamim. In the Chasim Sofer, in Yerodea Simen Hain Beis, he's Metaritz the Kesef Mishnah. And he writes, V'ulai lo neskavin HaKesef Mishnah Lekat Mikol Mokom HaDvarim Ba'atzvim Nechonim. That's what we're doing over here, even though he didn't necessarily mean it, but we're miyashiv. And if what we're saying here is true, then we can also be miyashiv divrei Rambam that are very tamu as well. The Rambam in Hilchas Psulim Mekudashim, Perak Chai Halachates, and Achos Karm Pesach Perak Halachet Aleph, and the Sefer Mitzvahs writes that if a person leaves over from Sar Kachim Lachar Zmanach Hilasim, he doesn't get Malkus because it's a lav hanita klaase. And this is shver because the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shavuos and Hilchos Chametz Matzah that lav she'ein bo ma'aseh ein lokin. So you don't need to come on to the reason of lav hanita klaseh. Why don't you just say that it's lav she'ein bo ma'aseh, and you don't have to come on to lav hanita klaseh? Like we find in Makkos and Tamura, lo sasir menu adbok v'no sasir menu adbok v'reishi saref. So ba'akos ablitei neser achaloseh lomar she'ein lokin divrei. Rabbi Yehuda, Machadu Rabbi Yehuda, Sarva Lav Shein Bo Maisa Lokin. So you see in the Gemara that we have an opinion that if you have an essay after a Los Essay, you don't get Malkus. If it's a Lav Anitik Essay, Gemara says, why does he have to come onto this Lav Anitik Essay? Because he holds that a Lav Shein Bo Maisa Lokin. And therefore, in order that you shouldn't get Malkus for Noser, he has to say that it's a lav anitik laseh, because lav shein bo ma'aseh lokin. But the Rambam paskins lav shein bo ma'aseh ein lokin, and therefore he doesn't need the reason of lav anitik laseh. So why does the Rambam, in a number of places, say the reason of lav anitik laseh when the Rambam paskins lav shein bo ma'aseh ein lokin? And that should be the reason why you don't get Malkus. Look in the Kesef Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, Mishnah Lamelech. So we can answer as follows, that it says in the Gemara Ne'ilan Daf Dalet, Lon dama afal pi shechazer v'zarko ma'alim bov. Im zarko dam pigol azrika motziyasa midei mi'ila. And if a person has lina on the dam, even though if the blood stayed overnight before zrika, and now the carbon is pasul, the lina afal pi shechazer, even though he went back the next day, Uzirako, and he threw it on the Mizbeach. So this is Zirika, it does not take it out of the state of Me'ila. And there's still Me'ila. That's one thing that we have in the Gemara. And we have another din in the Gemara, that if a person was Zorek, Dam Pigol, then it is Motzi Midei Me'ila. If a person person is zorek dam of pigol, it is motzi midei meila. And the Gemara asks, Maishna, why is the psul lina different than psul pigol? And the Gemara answers, I'll tell you what the difference is. Halana dika avid biyadayim. Halana, that a person does biyadayim, he does a maisa that passes the karbon, biyadayim. Therefore, the rabbis constant him, they penalized him. Loi mahani zrika lafuke midei meila. The zrika isn't effective to take it out of the state of meila. But pigol, which is b'machshava, lo kavid biyadayim, he didn't do it biyadayim. The rabbis didn't give him a knas. Umahani le zrika lafuke midei meila. And therefore, the zrika of dam pigol does take you out of meila. So halona, which is biyadayim, the zrika doesn't take the animal out of the state of meila. And Zerika and Pigol, which is not Biyadayim, it's Machshava, it does take a person out of Me'ila. Rashi explains, Halana de Kavadi Sur Biyadayim Shahailo Zorko Belina, he should have thrown it and he didn't. So that means he did a Psul Biyadayim. He should have done it and he didn't. That's a Psul Biyadayim. Ligabe Machshava de Pigol Chashav Lelina Maisa Biyadayim. Vis a vis the Machshava of Pigol, which is this Machshava, Lina, which is supposed to be done with a Maisa, is considered not doing lina, therefore is a maisa biyadayim, and therefore there's meila even after zrika. So we see from Rashi a big yesod, that when somebody's mechuyev to do a maisa, and he doesn't do it, not doing it is called a maisa more than a machshava, more than machshava's pigol. And we see in Rashi in Menachas, and daf beis amid beis, that every machshava of kachim is hotzas dibur bepeh, is verbalized. If so, this is Rika of Pigol, is Motzi Midei Me'ila. That means even a Pigol of Dibor. And on this the Gemara is Mechalik, and says that Zrika's Pigol is different than Zrika of Lina. Why, what's the difference between when you threw blood that stayed overnight and you threw blood that was Pigol? The difference is that halana you did with your hands, meaning you should have done it and you didn't, so that's considered a maisa biyadayim. Whereas pigol is just a machshava and a dibur. So you see, yesod, that if there's a chiyuv to do a maisa and you didn't do it, not doing it is more of a maisa than the dibur of pigol. And therefore, it's worse, and the rabbis gave him a knas when he did halana biyadayim, that the zrika is not motzi midei, that zrika is not motzi midei me'ila, if the zrika of dan, that was lan, that stayed overnight, because that was refraining from doing a mice, which has the status of a mice, and vis-a-vis the dibur of pigol. Now we could say, though, that linyan malchus, you need a mice a gamer biyadayim, and not just not doing something, and b'dibur also you don't get malchus, like it says in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadin Tzvor Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, look in Rabbi Yosef Engel's Lekach Tov at the beginning of the Sefer. But the question is as follows, and if that's true that you need a malchus, you need a maisa gamor, so therefore to say that the Rambam preferred the reason of lav hanitik le'esei to lav she'ein bo maisa is not enough. Because you might want to say that if it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, but you were supposed to do something, you were supposed to eat up this basar kachim and you didn't, so that's considered like a maisa, and you should get malchus, and therefore the Rambam had to come on to the reason of lav hanitik le'esei. But that's not necessarily true, because it could be that when, like we said, when you're talking about malchus, it's not enough that it's more of a maisa than just the pigol of dibur, but it has to be a maisa gamor. And therefore we're still stuck with our question, of why, according to the Rambam, he had to come on to the reason of Laban into Glase when he could have just said that the Lav Shein Bo Maisa and Ein Lokin. But we have the following kasha. It says in the Gemara in Temura and of Gimel Amid Beis, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Latana Lotus Ni Meimar Mishum Dibura Diburo Avid Maisa. So Temura is not a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, because it's the Yesh Bo Maisa, because with his Dibur he's doing a Maisa, he's doing this Maisa of Temura. So we see that when there's a that where Dibur does a Maisa like Temura that makes from Chulin Kachim, like Rashi says, the Dibur also Maisa, that you, what's the Maisa you're making from Chulin Kachim? So that Dibur is a Maisa Gomer and you get Malkus. So don't say you don't get Malkus for Temura because it's not a Maisa. It is a Maisa, because it's a Dibur, and this Dibur is doing an action. This Dibur is changing it from Chulin to Kachim. So if so, Mikol Shekain, when there's a Chiv to do a Maisa and he refrained and he didn't do the Maisa like Noser, that he's Mechuyiv to eat it before it comes to Noser, and he didn't eat it, that's considered more of a Maisa than Dibur, like we have in the Gemara and Me'ila. What do we have in the Gemara and Me'ila? That Halana is worse than Pigol, and therefore we gave him a Knas when with the Dam of Halana, that the Zerika is in Motzi Mide Me'ila. Why? Because it's more of a Maisa than Pigol, because not doing what you're supposed to do is considered a Maisa. If so, if you were Mosir, you're doing a Maisa, and therefore you should be Chayav Malkus, because not doing a Maisa HaMechuyeves is more of a Maisa than Dibur. And since B'Dibur or Avid Maisa, the Dibur is like a Maisa Gamor, so too Beheya Dera Sias Maisa HaMechuyeves, this should also be a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. What do we just establish? We established that doing a Dibur which is like a Maisa, that is Mechayev a person Malkus. So then certainly not doing a Maisa you're supposed to do, which we said is more than a Dibur, like we saw in the Gemara that the Dibur of Pigel, when a person has a Dibur of Pigel, the Zerika is Motsi Midei Me'ila, because it's not as bad as not doing a Maisa, because not doing a Maisa is considered like a Maisa. So you can then say that this not doing a Maisa is considered more of a Maisa than a Dibur, and even the type of Dibur that does a Maisa. Because at the end of the day, it's just a Dibur. And this Dibur, we see in the Gemara and Tumor and Gimel Amid Beis, is considered a Maisa. When you make Chulin into Kachim, that Dibur is considered a Maisa, and you get Malkus. So too, when you're supposed to do a Maisa, and you didn't do a Maisa, we see in another context that it's considered more than a Dibur, so then you should certainly get Malkus. Even though in our case we're talking here about where the Dibur he did a Maisa, but also not doing a Maisa is also considered a Maisa. So you should be getting Malkus for both. And if so, according to the Maharsha and Kiddushin, that from Nosa there's no more Shem Kodesh. If so, just like when you turn Chulin into Kodesh, we say that B'Diburei is Avid Maisa, when you said a Dibur, you did a Maisa, so too, when you make from Kodesh Chulin, like Noser, according to the Maharsha, that the Kodesh becomes Chulin, that's also a Maisa. And look at the Pnei Rishon Gidna Daf Nandal, the Nodim Yudim Adur Tinyana Yerdeh Simen Kuf Samaches, Iti Bukur Nal Tesefta Perek Yudah Chulin. And if so, since that what became Noser, how did it become Noser? That's Heya Derasiyas HaMaisa HaMachuyev Olim Midibur. So when you have this Noser became Noser how? It became Noser by not doing a Maisa. And now, by not doing this ma'isa, you did a ma'isa, it went from being kodesh t'chol. So that's like b'divur is avid ma'isa. Just like we saw that with your dibur, you could do a ma'isa when you say that it's going to be tamura. You're making it from chol to kodesh, and that's considered a ma'isa, that b'dibur you did a ma'isa. And we saw that not doing something that you're supposed to do is considered more of a ma'isa than dibur. So when you don't do something you're supposed to do, and that's a ma'isa, meaning when you turn something into noser, you shouldn't have turned it into noser, and you did. So you're essentially doing a ma'isa. So there you should certainly get malchus. That should be a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. So how does the Gemara prove in Makkos that Rabbi Yehuda holds that lav she'en bo ma'isa lokin? Really, maybe lav she'en bo ma'isa ain lokin. Really, generally holds lav she'en bo ma'isa ain lokin. But if ain lokin, then why does he have to come on by noser to lav initikla essay? And the answer is because leaving over noser is stronger than dibur, because it's heyadera siyas ha-maisa machuiv. It's not doing what you're supposed to do, which is considered a maisa, which is even stronger than the dibur of tamura. And dibur of tamura is considered a maisa. Not doing you're supposed to do is even more of a maisa, and you're actually doing a maisa. Meaning the not doing you're supposed to do is a maisa, and it's even stronger because the noser is turning the chulin is turning the kodesh is turning into chol. So not doing what you're supposed to do is a ma'isa, and it's creating a ma'isa of it changing back into chol. So since you see that asaras hanoser, leaving over this noser is stronger than dibur, because it's not doing a ma'isa you're supposed to do, and since the kodesh becomes chulin, it's like b'dibur yisavid ma'isa, then how does the Gemara prove that according to Rabbi Yehuda, lav she'en bo ma'isa lokin, because he has to come on to lav initik la'aseh? No, lav initik la'maisa, lav she'en bo ma'isa ain lokin. But by noser it's different. By noser you should be getting malchus because it's a ma'isa. Leaving it over is like a ma'isa. Not doing what you're supposed to do is a ma'isa. And certainly when it changes from kodesh to chol, from chol to kodesh, from kodesh to chol. And that's why he had to come on to the reason of Labanita Glase. That's why he had to say Labanita Glase and Logan. But really holds Lav Shambo Maisa also in Logan. But here it's considered a Maisa. So that's a new kash in this Gemara and Makis. One Makis says that Re had to come on to the reason of Lav Shambo Maisa and Logan Olav. Re had to come on to the reason of Labanita Glase, not to say you don't get Malkus for no sir. Because he holds lav she'en bo ma'isa lokin. No, really he holds lav she'en bo ma'isa ain lokin. Really holds lav she'en bo ma'isa ain lokin. But here, specifically by noser, it's considered a ma'isa, and therefore he had to come on to the reason of lav initik la'aseh. You can fix it with an essay. However, the emes, we don't pass him like the Maharsha that noser loses its she'en kodesh. And that kedushas haguf lo because kedushas haguf lo paka bichti. We don't paskin that way, and therefore by the hosaras noser no mice is done, and it's like a dibur where no mice is done, and therefore you don't get malchus. So since no mice comes out of it, it's not enough to be mechayev malchus. So therefore it's muchach according to the Re that he holds lav she'en bo ma'isa lokin, because this is considered a lav she'en bo ma'isa, because we don't pass like the Maharsha that if noser turns into chulin, and therefore this is taka lav she'en bo ma'isa, no ma'isa is coming out of it, and therefore normally you would get malchus. So he has to come on to the reason of and don't tell me there's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa because it's changing, because he's not doing what he's supposed to do. It's not changing into chulin. However, we said earlier that according to Rebbe in Pesach and Adav Tzadi, in Pesach a person's mishayer koach chulin, he leaves over a little bit of chulin in the Korban Pesach, and therefore when somebody pays money for it, the kedusha is not transferred to the money. The money remains chulin because a person leaves over a little bit of chulin in the animal, and therefore the kedusha is not transferred. There's no kedusha to transfer. And since the pasuk was megala that kedusha is Pesach, is kedusha b'shurei zechulin bo? If there's koach of chulin that's left in the animal. And we said, remember from the Rambam Ritva, that by Pesach, Kedushas Haguf Pakabichti. And therefore the Shem Kodesh Taka goes away from the Noser of Pesach, because Pesach, Kedushas Haguf Pakabichti. And when he quotes the Pasuk of Los Asirim Menu Ad Boker, is talking about the Korban Pesach. Pesach, Shem Kodesh, goes away from the Noser. And by leaving over the Noser, he's doing a Maisa. And in such an instance, it's a Lav Shigesh Bo Maisa, where you get Malkus. Since the Hosaras HaNoser is stronger than Dibur, remember, because Dibur, we said in the Gemara, is considered somewhat of a Maisa when it accomplishes a Maisa, when it changes from Kodesh to Chol or Chol to Kodesh. When you do Tumur with Dibur, Dibur is considered Maisa. And we saw in the Gemara in Tumura that not doing what you're supposed to do, in Me'il and Daftalit, that not doing what you're supposed to do is stronger than Dibur. And especially here, when a Maisa is done, so here you're not doing what you're supposed to do, with the outcome being a Maisa. With the outcome being that by Pesach the Noser turns into Chol, so it's definitely a Maisa. So if that's the case, how do you know according to read that Lav Shein Bo Maisa Lokin, that you get Malkus on a Lav Shein Bo Maisa? No, by leaving over Noser, the Pesach becomes Chulin, and therefore a Maisa was done by Osaris HaNoser Mikodesh L'Chulin, and in such an instance you get Malkus L'Kulei Alma, because B'diburi Yisabed, like just a B'diburi Yisabed Maisa here, also Maisa is being done. So again we're stuck, how can we say that to rehold that Lav Shein Bo Maisa ain't Lokin? Really, you do get Malkus, but there's a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Really, you don't get Malkus, but there's a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Because by Pesach, it does change. Kedusha Guf is Pokeh Bichti, and that's considered a Maisa. However, in the Tshuvas Merkevas Yosef, he proves that Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Nechulan Adav Tzadi Tes holds that Pesach, he's not Meshayer Koach Chulin. And if so, now it's Rabbi Yehuda who argues with Rabbi, it's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitaso, the Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda argues that he says, you're not Meshayer Koach Chulin in the Pesach. And therefore, if you're not Meshayer Koach Chulin, then Kedush Saguf lo paka bichti. Kedusha Guf doesn't go anywhere, because it's not Hekdesh Dish B'Shiur. And it's like all other Kachim, that Lo Paka Bichti. And if so, by Pesach, the Shem Kodesh isn't going to go away from when it becomes Noser, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Kedusha Guf Lo Paka Bichti, like other Kachim. And if so, there's no Maisa when you leave over Noser. And since Shem Kodesh doesn't go away from the Noser of Pesach, he proved, and the Gemara proves very well, that Rabbi Yehuda must hold that Lav Shem Bo Maisa Lokin, because this is not considered a Maisa when he leaves over the Korban Pesach, because it, when it becomes Noser, it's not changing, there's no Maisa being done. And from the fact that he has to come on, so it's not a Maisa, from the fact that he has to come on to Lav Nitik Lese, it must be that he owes Lav Shein Bo Maisa Lokin, because this is a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Why doesn't he say Lav Shein Bo Maisa and Lokin? The answer is because he holds that Lav Shein Bo Maisa Lokin, and he needs to come on to the reason of Lav Nitik Lese, because Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Rebbe, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Pesach, he doesn't leave over Koach Chulin like we see in Pesachim Tzadi Tes Amar Aleph, Ayin Shem in the Gemara. So, there's really no Maisa, so the Gemara proves very well that Rabbi Yehuda holds Lav Shein Bo Maisa Lokin, because it's really a Lav Shein Bo Maisa when he leaves over the Korban Pesach. Because when it comes Noser, it doesn't change into Chulin. He doesn't hold like Rebbe that it's Meshayer Koach Chulin, and therefore we say Kedusha Guf Lo Paka Bichdi. However, the Rambam L'shitaso in the third parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach, who's omitted the Machlokas between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi in Pesachim, because he holds like Rebbe, look in the Lechem Mishnah, he holds like Rebbe that in a Pesach a person is Meshayer Koach Chulin, he leaves over the Koach of Chulin. That's why the Rambam paskins. And therefore, through being Moser, through leaving over the Noser, a Mais is being done, because it goes from Kodesh to Chol, as we explained. And since Noser has had Erasiyas HaMaisa Mechuyavas Hinatim, you're supposed to do, which is even stronger than Dibor. And it's like B'Dibor Sa'avid Maisa, that went from Kodesh, you're turning it into Chulin by leaving over the Noser. And therefore, it's very well a lav Shiyesh Bo Maisa, that you would get Malkus, because the Rambam holds that B'Dibor Sa'avid Maisa, like Rabbi Yochanan in Tamura. And since we hold that if you're Makdish Abal Mum, you get Malkus. Why? Because B'divura, Diburo, is Abed Maisa, book in the Shagasari and Simen Ein Ches. So therefore the Rambam paskins very well that Benoser, you don't get Malkus because it's a Lavanitic Lase. That Alts Lav Sheimbo Maisa, you would get Malkus. Because this is considered Yeshbo Maisa, just like the Dibura of Esavid Maisa, so too by leaving it over Esavid Maisa. You didn't do what you're supposed to do, that's a Maisa, and then it turned into Chol. So you did a Maisa which caused a Maisa. So that's enough to mandate Malkus. You didn't do an actual Maisa, you just didn't do what you're supposed to do. So we said maybe that's not enough to mandate Malkus, but a Maisa came out of it. What Maisa came out of it? It turned into Chol. So therefore the Rambam would hold that when you leave over Noser, it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. And therefore, the Rambam writes very well that the reason you don't get Malkus is because of lav nitik lase. So that answers our kasha on the Divrei Rambam HaTumuim. We started out with a kasha. We started in the middle of the shir. We asked the kasha that the Rambam holds in Psulei Mukdashim and Karban Pesach, that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that if you're Mosir Mipsar Kachim Lachazman, you don't get Malkus the Lav Nitik Lesei. Why doesn't the Rambam say that it's because the Lav Shembo Maisa and Ein Lokin? Because the Rambam passes the Lav Shembo Maisa and Lokin, and the answer is because Yeshbo Maisa. Why Yesh Bo Maisa? Because by not doing what he's supposed to do and leaving it over, it turns into Chulin. Because Kedushas Pesach, Paka Bichdi. So therefore he's doing a Maisa Taka. It's like the Dibur Yisavid Maisa, but leaving it over, he's doing a Maisa. The Kedusha goes away. And that's considered a Maisa. Therefore the Rama has to come on to Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Lav Nitik Lase. And even though in the 18th parak of Sula, that's in Korban Hilchos Korban Pesach, and in the 18th parak of Sula Mikdash, the Rambam is talking about other korbanos, we can say that he's including all the kachim, since Pesach is included. So he's including all kachim, therefore he uses the reason of Lav Nitik Lase, even though it's not exclusive. You would only need to come onto that by Pesach. By other korbanos, you can just say it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, because by other korbanos, Noser doesn't change from kachim to chulin. But since he's including Pesach, he used the reason of Lav Nitik Lase, because Lav Shein Bo Maisa wouldn't apply. And we can also explain, based on the Kesef Mishnah, on the 15th parak of Maaser Korbanos Halacha Zayin B'Daas HaRambam, that if a person is Makdish Zachar L'Damav, even though it's Kadosh B'Kedush Saguf, like it says in Tumura and Yud Aleph, nevertheless, the Kedush Saguf is Paka Bichti. Kedush Saguf could go away if a person is Makdish this Behema L'Damav, for only for its monetary value. And therefore, it's a Nafka Mina, that it's a Labanitic Lase by other Kachim as well, that if he leaves over other Kachim, if he was Makdish Zachar L'Damav, so it is Kadosh Kedush Saguf, but if he leaves it over, then it's going to become Nosar, and there's going to be a Mais involved. So you're going to say, give the person Malkus, and the answer is there's going to be no Malkus because of Lav Hanitik Lesei. So this was probably one of the more difficult shiurim you've heard in your life, And I want to direct those who want to look inside and mamish, either listen again or be ma'ayin inside and go through the whole cheshbon. But it's mamish pilei plos hafle vafele, this Torah of the great Gaon Ben Sion Khan, the Avnei Tzion, the Rav in St. Peter before the war on Garish Rav, and afterwards he moved to 613 Bedford Avenue. Mamish Taryag, Bedford Avenue in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York. He even has his phone number here, but unfortunately he was nifter a number of years ago. His yurtzeit is approximately Yud Dalet Tammuz, Yud Dalet or Tesfav Tammuz. I once went to visit his son to pick up some svarim. And it's Mamish Eschus, his son was so sweet and beautiful, and I sat in his living room, his air-conditioned living room, and he gave me my good orange juice, me and my friend, and met his children. And I just wanted to know so much about his father. Anyway, no, Baruch Hashem, we learned this, and we should be Zalchalum, Orulam, Edlishm, Avalas, Lakhaim, Skol, Divrei, Tzalm, Taros, Abiyahava. And here he goes on. There's also, he answers more kashas with Dar Yisod. And maybe in a future shir we will learn this together. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.